Okay, welcome back. Jeff Rentz with David John Oates, star number two. And we're taking a look at what David's research has turned up in terms of Larry Sinclair's visit on this program on January the 23rd, the speech reversals. Fascinating. I want to start this hour off by reiterating, again, for those of you who don't know much about reverse speech, and I've heard this probably hundreds of times. David's heard it maybe tens of thousands of times over 24 years. When you lie in forwards, the reversal will hang you every time. If Larry Sinclair had come on this program and been lying, and had been lying on his YouTube presentation, when David reversed Larry Sinclair's forward speech, we would all be listening right now to an incongruent, a statement made by the subconscious, which would be completely at odds with the forward speech. We're not hearing that.
Right. Right. No, we're not. And you know, I should point out, too, that on his YouTube video, I actually did reversals on that. I only found one really good reversal. I haven't got it ready to play, but it simply said, it happened. There you go. So that's another.
When he was on the program here, and all of you who have listened to it can tell. I mean, the man didn't miss a syllable or a beat. He was right there with his story, and he is telling,
yep,
according to reverse speech, his truth, and that's what's coming through in the reversals. I can't even remember how many times, David, you've played reversals which expose people when they have lied. It just happens.
Yeah. Many times. But there's always a few stunning examples where they are obviously telling the truth, mm-hmm, and this one with Larry Sinclair is one of those. I just want to go back to one of the reversals I played before the break. Someone messaged me about the reversal about the media, where I had him saying slime, they mess with this.
Mm-hmm.
And this listener heard it as slime, they miss, M-I-S-S, with this, which would make it more congruent. The story.
That's interesting. And let's hear that, because that may well be accurate. If they miss with this, once again, he's saying they're missing a gigantic story, and he's angry about it. He's very disappointed about it.
Yeah. All right. So let's just play this one again. Here it is forwards.
I had sent emails to all of the major newspapers on the East and West Coast. I had sent the same emails to CNN, Fox News. Nobody wanted to touch it.
And let's run. This is thanks to a chap by the name of Jerry. He messaged me, and he says it says slime, they miss, M-I-S-S, not mess, which I had as N-E-S-S. And that could be an accent thing, you know. So here we go.
Slime, miss.
Slime, miss.
Huh.
Slime, miss.
Boy, I can't tell on that one.
You know what I'm hearing? You know what I'm hearing now? It's funny how that when you listen to these carefully and then listen again, you hear them a little differently. I'm hearing slime, they miss this. They missed this. That's all I'm hearing. I'm not sure if it's M-I-S-S-E-D or just M-I-S-S. Let's play it again, and all of you listen. Slime, they miss this. I don't hear with in there now.
Okay, let's go.
Slime, they miss this.
Huh.
Slime, we miss this.
Yeah, I'd say slime, they miss this.
Yep, I'd say you're probably right. And that's, you know, once again, it's another reversal about his real feelings. He's upset about the press. They didn't follow through. They didn't contact him. Okay?
That's very good. Well, thanks to Jerry for that, because I think he nailed it. Very good. This is all a team effort, folks. We all want the truth, no matter what the presidential candidate is, and who it is. It doesn't matter. This is an issue of national security, of national trust,
absolutely,
and of great importance. So if this were Hillary Clinton, we'd be doing Hillary Clinton. But it happens to be Barack Obama.
We'll have to do a show on Hillary Clinton. I've got a few reversals on her as well.
I can go back and remember all the years the Clintons were in office when we were ripping them back then, in the late 90s?
Yeah, indeed.
Oh.
Indeed,
yeah.
Yep. All right, okay, so here we have the next reversal, and he's talking about the gay sex and how he's saying, Claude, he didn't really want that to come out. It was the drugs that he was really concerned about, because Senator Obama was, according to him, was lying about the drugs. So anyway, here we have the next section.
Sure, Larry.
Listen, I need to respond to something, because the gay sex, and a lot of other people have sent nasty messages. I never had any intentions of coming forward with any sexual allegations.
And here we have a sexual reference. He says, the love, but I want it. The love, but I want it.
The love, but I want it.
There it is, quick, but it's there.
The love, but I want it.
And again.
The love, but I want it.
So, you know, he just, you know, he's openly gay, and he's expressing that in reverse too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He wants love as well as sex. So, yeah, so there we go. Fairly straightforward reversal. Now, here we have another, well, this is the last reversal. This is also a congruent reversal. Now, at the time that he did the interview with you, he had not been paid any money or offered any money except for some photographs of him. Now, of course, that situation has since changed because he's been offered this money to do the polygraph test. But at the time back then, he hadn't. So let's just play this forward.
I have not been paid, nor have I asked anyone to pay for anything other than I was asked if I would provide a photograph of what I looked like at that time on that trip in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and if I would provide a photograph or allow a photograph to be taken of my appearance now, and I told them that I would, but the photograph would have to be paid for.
And when he says the photograph would have to be paid for, he simply says offered the bill, which is a congruent reversal. He offered them the bill. You know, this is the bill. This is what it's going to cost you. So here we go. Offered the bill.
Offered the bill.
Offered the bill.
Nice clear reversal.
Offered the bill.
So another congruent reversal. So here we have, how many reversals do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 reversals here. And they are all congruent, and they are all confirming his story. There's not one reversal in here at all that indicates that he's telling a lie. They're all congruent. So, my opinion, based on the years I've been doing this, is that Larry Sinclair is telling a true story. He did indeed do cocaine with Barack Obama in 1999, which is contrary to what Barack Obama has stated publicly. He also engaged in gay sex, which is a new revelation. I don't think that's ever come out about Barack Obama, not that I've seen. These are really scandalous claims, and the reversals to back up his entire story. So
now, David, let me ask a question about this polygraph test. You've certainly been in the lie detection business for 24 years. Is a polygraph absolutely going to lock this one way or the other? What if the polygraph test comes out ambiguous? How would you react to that as a professional in your field?
Oh, dear. I'm not an expert on the polygraph. I believe it's fairly accurate. You know, if it came out as inaccurate, if the polygraph test comes out as lying, as he was lying, or it didn't confirm his story, I would be shocked. I would tend to doubt the polygraph examination.
Well, it is a known commodity that that polygraphs can be beaten, that they are subject to error. They're not 100% correct. I would suggest that had Sinclair been lying to me, it would be all over the reversal map and not any question at all.
Reverse speech is really quite an amazing tool. I think it goes further than the polygraph. The polygraph will only tell us if he's lying or telling the truth. But the reversals go further than that and give us actual verbal descriptions. I mean, we're seeing his homosexuality come out in the reversals. We're seeing his drug use come out in reversals. And it's giving a fairly precise story. So,
have you, David, have you ever run across anyone who's been able to lie in reverse?
I never have, Jeff. Never have, ever. Yeah, and I state that with great certainty. Never have. In the years I've been doing, you know, when I've done training classes, we've put students to the test. This is part of what I'll do in class, and we'll get three or four people to tell us a story, and, you know, one of the person is supposed to lie, and we'll use the reversal to find out which person is lying. You know, I've never, ever... There was one case many years ago, a famous case I played on the show, reversals on Gaddafi, which indicated there was some sort of an attack or bomb attack planned against the United States, and nothing happened. But then we had 9-1-1, and I think we were hearing the very first...
Could be. All right, stand by. We'll be right back with David John Oates, and we'll hear reversals from Barack Obama next. John Oates, live from Australia. This is a pretty heavy program, and we'll follow this story. I'll be in touch with Mr. Sinclair after the polygraph test, get him back on the program here, and you can hear what he had to say about it. You know, in this day and age, we've got to be honest, and this is not yielding to so-called conspiracy theorism or anything of the kind, but anything is possible. Now, I think all of you know that. Anything is possible. I don't know who the polygraph operator will be. I don't know who selected the man. There's an awful lot, trillions of dollars and potential world control and maybe World War III riding on Mr. Obama's candidacy. Those are the stakes.
Yep.
They're huge. So anything is possible. There could be a rigged polygraph test. That's possible. I'm telling you, this is the world we live in. Anybody who would deny that is a fool. We don't know. I don't know the people at WhiteHouse.com. I trust that they're honorable. We will see. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah, someone just messaged me during the night. This program's getting a lot of interest. I'm getting emails and messages, quite a few, a lot more than I normally get when I do a show with you. And someone just pointed out that the polygraph is only as accurate as the person giving the test.
That's so, my point.
Yeah. So, anyway, we'll wait and see. All right, let's move on to some reversals on Barack Obama himself, okay? Now, this is from a campaign rally he gave, I think, just last week. Yeah, it was just last week he gave this. So, here he is talking about the new health insurance scheme that he's proposing. So, let's run this forward. Here we go.
That's why we were able to give health insurance to children in need. That's why we made the tax system right here in Springfield more fair and just for working families.
Okay, now, when he talks about the health insurance scheme, we hear a rather concerning reversal that says, this has to damn you. This has to damn you. So here we go.
This has to damn you. This has to damn you.
And again.
This has to damn you.
Now, I need to say that Barack Obama has been very incongruent every time he has talked about health insurance. And you can actually go to my site and click onto a link. You'll see it in What's New to a debate between him and Hillary Clinton. And every time Barack Obama talked about health insurance, he had very incongruent reversals, which makes me think that his health insurance plan is not as good as he makes it out to be, and it has to damn you. It's going to cause problems. It's not going to be the wonderful thing that he claims it is. So,
when you and David, we shouldn't mince words. When you say incongruent, it usually means there's a conflict with reality. Is what we're saying.
Right.
In other words, he's probably lying, or he's obfuscating, or doing something, because incongruency is not a good indicator.
No. Well, with this reversal here, I wouldn't trust his health insurance scheme
at all.
At all. Hey, let's just run that again forward.
That's why we were able to give health insurance to children in need. That's why we made the tax system in right here in Springfield more fair and just for working families.
And reversal, this has to damn you.
This has to damn you.
This has to damn you.
And again.
This has to damn you.
Is he talking, is he saying to himself, his subconscious, is he saying, this kind of a lie has to damn you, speaking to himself?
Well, that is possible. Reversals often talk in third person and talking to yourself, so he could be talking to himself or could be talking to the audience. It's hard to say for certain what the you is referring to.
I want all of you to remember that that candidate Obama voted for the Patriot Act, voted for Bush, Iraq, and Afghanistan war funding, and we all know that the Bush-Cheney war now has involved itself with the slaughter, the genocide of over 1 million, some say 1.2 million, Iraqis, mostly civilians, since Bush invaded that country and destroyed it. Obama also voted for that $2 billion absurd Baghdad embassy, the 14 military bases in the Middle East also got his vote. He voted for the phony war on drugs, got his vote. And the Dick Cheney big oil energy bill got his vote as well. So you stand back and you look at Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John McCain, and you say, my God, is this the best America has?
You know, I've got to totally agree with you. I've been telling my friends for the last week or so, you know, one of these three people are going to become president of the United States, and that's pretty scary.
Well, if you want to if you want to extrapolate on that, we have a break here.
Yep.
You could say one of these six people. We don't know who their vice presidential candidates are going to be yet.
True. Yeah, you're absolutely
and there
right.
are
yep.
six potential presidents. We have to think about the vice presidency. It would be very easy for someone one heartbeat away from the Oval Office. That's the way they say it. So keep that in mind, too, and watch how these candidates posture themselves with respect to their vice presidential selections, because that could be a big teller as well. And above all, study and understand who their backers are. Who's running their organization? In the case of Obama, it's George Soros, it's the big new Brzezinski, in fact, the Brzezinski clan, as historian Webster Tarpley has made quite clear on this program. And Brzezinski's driving lust in life is to conquer Russia, as in war. Okay, we'll be right back with David John Oates right after this. Okay, and we're back with David John Oates. All right, David, let's go ahead with the Obama reversals. We are, you're just joining us, very quickly go to Rents.com, look under guests, take the second link, the Barack Obama page. You'll see it right there. Click on that, and you'll be right with us. Okay, go ahead.
start. This next reversal gives us a bit of an insight into his nature. At first, when I found it, I thought it was a sexual reversal, but sex and power are very close together. But anyway, let's just play it, and then we'll talk about what it means. Here it is. Boards.
Especially because improving our schools will involve more than just money. It will require a change in mindset, a belief that every child counts.
And this reversal says, I flash, you better feel. I flash, you better feel.
I flash, you better feel.
Quite clear?
I flash, you better feel.
And again.
Flash, flash,
of course, that could be, you know, he's in front of the public, he's talking, he's really high, you know, I'm flashing here, I'm showing you, you know, I'm being out there, and you better feel this energy I'm giving out to you.
That sounds like, you know, I'm sure many intense public orators feel the same way. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, so that makes sense. It's just as he is talking to the crowd. All right, here's another one. Let's run this forward.
He doesn't need bankruptcy laws to protect banks and big lenders. He needs us to protect pensions, not CEO bonuses.
And this reversal says, it's always prepared me. There we go.
It's always prepared me.
It's always prepared me.
And again.
It's always prepared me.
I think that's referring to he's being prepared and groomed for the White House, is how I would interpret that that reversal. Does he feel like he's being prepared for the top job? Has this been his life's ambition? So there we go. And then another reversal that seemingly says the same thing. Let's run this one forwards.
We have now walked east and west, north and south, and across the heartland of this country we love.
Talking about all his victories in the caucuses and primaries, and he says here, pass that throne. And I presume throne in this case is metaphoric for the presidency. He wants the throne. He wants the top job. He wants to be king, you know, in a metaphorical way. So here we go, pass that throne.
Pass that throne. Pass that throne.
Yeah, I think you'd agree that one's fairly clear.
That is interesting.
Yep. All right. Here we have another reversal that I'm not too sure whether this is. He uses the word you, and you know you can never tell whether you is him or whether it's the crowd he's talking to. But anyway, let's play it, and we'll talk about it. So here we go forwards.
Time to stand up and reach for what's possible. Because together, people who love their country can change it.
And when he says people who love the country can change it, he says in reverse, but you blank it up. I'll let you fill in the missing blanks when you hear reversal. But you blank it up. So who is doing the damage? Is he doing the damage, or is he saying that the people who run the country are doing the damage? Or,
David, I can't. I'm not there with you to hear it as clearly as you can, but it might.
Oh, really?
It almost sounds like, but you messed it up. I'm hearing it, and I hear some S's and D, a D sound in there. Play that again. But you messed it up.
Yep.
See if you might hear that.
Okay. Here we go. Well, I don't know, Jeff. I hear that pretty clearly.
Okay, you're there. I'm not. It's fine. In either case, in Congress.
Go to my website, folks, and go to my website and decide for yourself. Play it and download it and see if you can get the same meaning. All right, here we have some reversals on Barack Obama from a debate he gave with Hillary Clinton, and here he is talking about health, the new health scheme. Here we go.
And so I emphasize reducing costs. My belief is that if we make it affordable, if we provide subsidies to those who can't afford it, they will buy it.
And he says here, they feel dumb.
They feel dumb.
They feel dumb.
Quite clear.
Yeah,
I think that is a condescending nature is how I interpret
it's very arrogant, and wow, the man certainly has a high opinion of himself, doesn't he?
He certainly does. That's exactly what comes out. I've been prepared. Pass me the throne. I flash. You better feel. On health insurance, he's incongruent. And here he's talking about the mortgage crisis. And here we go. We'll run this forward.
On the mortgage crisis. On the mortgage crisis. Again, we both believe that this is a critical problem. It's a huge problem in California and all across the country.
And here he says, feel them fob you. Fob, of course, meaning ignore, to feel them fob you.
Feel them fob you. Feel them fob you. Feel them fob you.
So I don't know if he's feeling ignored. He's not getting his point across. I mean, that's one way you could talk about it. Here he is talking about health care again, another incongruent reversal around health care. Gee whiz. Here we go.
First of all, I dispute that there are 15 million people out there who don't want it. I believe that there are people who can't afford it, and if we provide them enough subsidies, they will purchase it.
And here he says, see the fuss on it.
See the fuss on it.
Oh, this fuss.
See the fuss on it.
See this fuss on it.
See the fuss on it.
So there's problems with the healthcare. It's feeling damn you. They feel dumb. See this fuss on it. So here we have three reversals all in a row when he's talking about healthcare, where he's incongruent. He's saying there's problems here. Okay, this healthcare scheme is not going to work the way I'm maintaining it will work.
Honestly, you don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure that out either. It's ridiculous. Very good. Those are good. There's one on the page I don't think we got. It's one, two, three, fourth from the bottom on the actual page, David. Did we get that one? I use the soul. I don't think we did
Sorry?
That one. I don't think we did the reversal that says...
All right, I'll go and get that one
All right. We'll do that after the break here. Hold on. We have do a little business. We'll come right back with David John Oates. Fascinating look. Again, when you compare and contrast this with the reversals of Larry Sinclair, totally congruent all the way through, but with Obama, incongruency, conflict, suggestion of arrogance and disdain for the common man and woman, not good. Thank you for learning about reverse speech tonight. If those of you certainly haven't... heard it before, are becoming more aware of its power and potential. Back in a minute. Okay, and we're back. And for those of you who are online, you can see in the guests section that David John Oates has also put these up on YouTube for you to watch and listen to anytime you'd like. So have at it and spread them around. We need as much exposure as we can get. And I'm really especially proud of reverse speech and David's work and his incredible dedication to this field. 24 years tonight. Because I think all of you have seen, even if you're an honest skeptic, that Larry Sinclair's reversals are absolutely congruent and Obama's are conflicted. I'll leave it at that and leave it up to you to think it through.
All right, here's another reversal on Obama. It just shows the passion he's speaking with. Let's just run this one forward.
But somewhere along the road to the Republican nomination, the Straight Talk Express lost its wheels because now he's all for those same tax cuts. Well, I am not. We can't keep spending money.
And he simply says, I use the soul. So he's speaking from his soul.
Or use the soul.
There it is.
Or use the soul. Or use the soul.
You know, I mean, he's a guy who's a good public speaker. He's speaking from his soul. He's putting all his passion into it. He's flashing, to quote his own reversal, you know. So there we go.
Got it.
All right, okay. Now, oh, here he is talking about health care again. Hang on, let me just get this. I'm amazed at all these incongruent reversals around health care. Sorry, I'm seeing what's coming up. So, all right, so let's just run this one forward.
If people are gaming the system, there are ways that we can address that by, for example, making them pay some of the back premiums for not having gotten them in the first place. But
and then he says, then we gamble. Then we gamble.
Let me gamble. Let me gamble.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, there we go. I mean, that's the four reversals in a row now I played about healthcare that shows it's not going to work. It's a gamble. There's a massive problems with the system. And he knows this too. I mean, these are not something that he is not aware of. The reversals are coming out in straightforward everyday English. If they were an unconscious thought, it would be speaking in what we call metaphors. But these are straightforward English. So as he's talking about his healthcare scheme, he knows on a conscious level that this is not everything that he makes it out to be.
You're absolutely on the money with that. He's obviously uncomfortable with it. It's coming through in the reversals. Perhaps it was forced on him. You don't know. Maybe he didn't want anything to do with it. But he's clearly not his own man. Very few people at that level in politics are. He's, again, fronting for an organization of mega billionaire, if not trillionaire. What do you call them? Anyway, they're not nice people. So we'll leave it at that. You know, you can't lie in reverse, folks. It doesn't. In 24 years, David has never had one person successfully lie at the subconscious level with reverse speech.
It's never happened. And in point of fact, I'll go even further than that. I had a question during the break. Someone asked me, okay, what if he's mentally ill? I mean, we're talking, he was talking about Larry Sinclair, this question was, but what if he's mentally ill? What if he's created his fantasy in his mind that he had sex and drugs with Barack Obama and he really believes it? Would the reversals come out as telling the truth? My answer to that is no. They will still tell the truth of the situation. Even though he might be delusional and believe this event happened, the reversals are still going to come back and say, no, this did not happen, if indeed it didn't. So Larry Sinclair cannot twist the reversals around even if he believes they lie. Does that make sense?
That's very interesting. Very interesting. I hadn't heard that explained quite like that before.
I've seen that many times. Even though someone might believe their own lie, and look, I remember a classic case I worked on with the police department. I can't remember which state it was in now. I'm trying to think of the actual details of the case, but a woman's husband was murdered, and this woman was certifiable. And she claimed an intruder came in, and she really believed it. She obviously believed her story.
Her conscious mind believed it. Right, okay.
But conscious mind believed, but the reversal still came back and said, no, I killed him. And so even though she was certifiable, even though she believed her own lie, the reversal still pinpointed her. So it was a tough one. It was actually a tough call, but that's the call I finally made. So.
That's really very interesting, David. By the way, I just had an email note here that Paul Krugman of the op-ed columnist of the New York Times says that Barack Obama never wanted to have a health care plan at all, but he was forced to come up with one by Edwards and then Hillary in the campaign. They pressured him, and he had to come up with something. So this is it.
That's very interesting. Well, that would certainly explain the incongruent reversals. It's something that he doesn't feel that he really wants. But, to quote his own reversal, he's going to beat the drum anyway, which is this next reversal. So here he is talking about health care again.
The antidote to that is making sure that the American people understand what is at stake. I'm absolutely committed to making sure that anybody in America who needs health care is going to get it.
And he simply says, I'll beat the drum.
I'll beat the drum.
There it is.
I'll beat the drum. I'll beat the drum.
So he's going to push his health care plan, you know, and he's going to beat the drum and push his plan, even though there's problems with it.
Because he wants the throne.
Exactly correct. That he has been prepared for, to quote his own reversals. Pass me the throne. I've been prepared for this. Even though I know this healthcare plan of mine will not work, I'm going to go ahead and promote it anyway. Okay? All right. Now, here we have a rather revealing reversal. And let's run this one forward.
Of chronically ill patients that account for 80% of the cost, that they're getting better treatment. We are actually paying for a dietitian for people to lose weight as opposed to paying for the $30,000 foot amputation. That will save us money. We can conservatively save $100 to $150 billion a year under my plan.
Okay, so he's talking about health care again. Here he says, and I'm some asshole. There we go.
And I'm some asshole. And I'm some asshole.
I don't know.
And I'm some asshole.
And there you go. Make of that one what you will. But there we go.
All right. By the way, all of these additional reversals will be added to the Obama reversal page as soon as David can get them posted after the program.
Yeah, I'll get them up on the air after the show. So there are all the reversals I had prepared for Obama, and I was going to play tonight.
All right, we have just about 3 minutes left at the most, and so let's sum this up. And after 24 years in the field, a couple of points merit revisiting. Number one, it is impossible, 24 years of research has demonstrated, to lie from the subconscious in reverse.
Absolutely correct.
Does not happen.
You cannot do it. You cannot do it. I've tried. I've had students try. Just can't do it.
We also know that polygraph tests, while they can be of value and they certainly can be accurate, are in the long run really no better than the person involved with administering them. That's something I've heard for years. It is also possible for the person taking the test to defeat the test. Not easy, but it's doable. So this really shines, I think, an even brighter light on reverse speech, David, which we have been talking about for many, many, 14 years on the air now.
Yeah, I've been doing your show for many, many years now, Jeff. It's been a long time.
And I have many times thought about this whole issue of someone going along fine in reverse and then, boom, comes the big incongruity, the big lie. They hang themselves every time. You can't beat reverse speech. And I was going to say, some of you out there are saying, well, why don't psychologists use this? Well, that's what David does. He's a professional. He does clinical work. He trains psychologists in this field. I know people who have picked up the reversing machines and can reverse their friends, and it's amazing. If you've got an ear for it, it's the cadence. You pick it up, and they're right there. Everybody, I mean, you can reverse me, anybody, and it's there.
It's look, there's no doubt in my mind about the reality of reverse speech. I have zero doubt that it is a valid and real phenomenon. Now, there's still some unanswered questions in the field, which, you know, there's always unanswered questions in any field, and the more I do it, the more I narrow it down and get some of these questions answered. But I believe it to be the most accurate truth detection technology that's currently available, including the polygraph, including body language readings, because it comes out in straightforward, everyday English. Very plain, very obvious, and it will tell you anything you need to know. Now, I'm going to be following the election very, very closely. I'll be doing reversals on all the candidates. So, you know, watch my website, folks, because I'll be putting them up. And especially once we get down to the final few months, I'll be chasing all these with a fervor to get as much information as I can. And hopefully some people, as they read the reversals, it may affect the way they vote.
I think it's certainly something that should be taken into consideration by all American voters. This should be studied carefully and thought about. David, thank you. Great job. We'll talk to you soon and hear more reversals as we head along this dark and tawdry campaign trail. Thank you, sir.
You're most welcome, Jeff. I'll speak to you soon.
Okay, good night. David John Oates, live from Australia. All right. It's a fascinating 2 hours. We'll pause and be back.